choice.
So certain things I might say quickly. So if you missed something and you want to specific piece that you didn't have, so just remember one or two words, and then I can tell it to you. In the end of the Megillah, it says that Mordechai was only Rotzui L'Roiv Echov. Meaning, so Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, that the Sanhedrin, some of the Sanhedrin were upset with him because he was too much into the Askonis and he wasn't into Torah enough. So the question is, what is it that the Megillah, this is what the Megillah wants to leave us with? So obviously it's coming to tell us the importance of learning Torah. Chasam Sofer in the Droshes, I'm going to say quite a lot of Chasam Sofer in the Droshes asks, why is the 2 days of Purim? So he says, because the famous of Chaim Volozhin, he doesn't say that, but because the famous of Chaim Volozhin, that if the world will come for 1 second without Torah, it will stop existing. Now the chance is big, we'll see soon why, that there'll be a moment, if everyone has Purim at the same time, there's not going to be any Torah. So in order to avoid that, they made sure that you have the people in Yerushalayim. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says. And with that, they explain, interesting Ramah. The Ramah says that in the beginning, Toiv lasek batoiro ma'at koidim shiatche lasuda. Because it says, Ayhudim oisa oiro, v'simcho. First oiro, zutoiro, and then simcho. The Toiv of the Ramah is very strange. When you have to learn a bit of Toiv before the Suda, you have to learn Toiv the whole day. So we see, also Chasam Sofer, and also the Toiv from the Ramah, that no, the Purim is not about learning. It's about being the simcho. About being the Simcha. And this from the night of Purim Bechlal, the Chasam Sofer brings in another place, somebody called Reb Mendel Lili, that anyone who learns Torah between Kriyas HaMegillah in the night to the Kriyas HaMegillah in the day, Muftach lo yishuv Elohim Olam Haba. So in the night, yes, but in the daytime it seems that he's worried that people are not going to be learning Torah. And the Maaseh, they bring that the Goyim also, in the Maaseh Rav, it says over there, Pachot or Yoter, I'll tell you the Loshen, that miyad achar atzvilo yoshav al shulchonoi kol hayoim ochal v'shoso harbe me'oid. Even though b'chol achagim rak achar chatzois start, but on Purim morning, the Goyim would sit down on his shulchon and be there the whole day, eating and drinking a lot. The kayim, the chiyuv of Adlo Yoda, and then he says, le'eis erev, he would do Birkas Hamazon. I don't know exactly what happened to the Mincha Pog Yenoi. So the Goyin I wanted to say is the Shitose, because there's a famous Goyin that says that Yom Kippurim, right? Yom Kippurim says that Purim and Yom Kippur are connected. So he explains that every Yom Tov we pass can have Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lochem. So he says on Yom Kippur we have Kulei Hashem, and Purim is the Chetzil Lochem of Yom Kippur. So it could be. And Shitosa, the Goyim says, and Taka Elochanami, the whole day has to be the Lochem. Avada, you have to learn a little bit, because Oirozutoiro, you have in Chavez Kiviyas Itim, but Be'etzim, the day is the day of Simcha. Even though the Goyim says, it's much more the Goyim that is also to do Malacha on Purim Stam. So he talks about writing on Purim, but, yeah, so he writes, in the Halachas, he writes that, it says over there, you're allowed to do all melachos l'tzorech Purim, which is, let's say, for example, a netiyo shel simcha. Netiyo shel simcha, so that's for Purim, because you want to plant something that is going to give you simcha. And then he says that from the same reason, you can also write on Purim divrei Torah, because it says, Pekudei Hashem Nishorim Misam Cheleid. That's a gewaldig gevoy. The Goyim is saying that the reason why you're allowed to write divrei Torah is not because it's divrei Torah, it's because it's Mesam Chereid. It's Vaitel Maskon, Leshitosoi, that it's only because it's all about Simcha. Could be that you need to use the Torah for the Simcha. But that's a big Chiddush, I think, in the Mahalach of Purim. That's one Nekuda. Yeah. Interesting that the Shemishmuel writes, Shepurim Godol Miyom HaKippurim, Shebekoicho Shel Sudas Purim Ligurim, Shekol HaSudas Sheyoicha Lo'odom Bemeshech Chayov Yeh Begdusha Betahor. The Suda that we have on Erev Yom Kippur has some kind of a tikkun on all the Sudas that we ate in the past year. But the Purim, the Suda of Purim, if a person reaches the right level, so the koyach of Sudas Purim is to be goyrim that the person, any Suda he's going to eat in the rest of his life, is going to be b'kedusha v'tahara. That has to be the direction of the Sudas Purim. Okay. Now, as I said, I'm going to say quite a lot of Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in the Drosh is right somewhere. If it wouldn't be written, I wouldn't say it. He says, the Kibo on the Kabbalah Satoiro, Mimei Moshe Rabbeinu Hoyo Bo'ines, V'hoda Kibluo B'mei HaShveirosh. Everybody knows. Yeah, there was a Kabbalah, I made a bracha before. So he said, Bo'ofen She'oir Kodosh, HaKolul B'Megile, Umamish Yoiser Godol V'Nichpot Mitoroseinu HaKadosh. You see it inside, Chasam Sofer writes such. Oir HaKodosh, which is in the Megillah, which calls the Kabbalah Satoiro Me'avo, the Megillah Kibbalah Satoiro Me'avo, is nichvat mitiroseinu hakadosha. And they say that the Chasam Sofer, when he in his shul, he would stand next to the Baal Kirik. The Kirik is like real Kirik HaTorah. There's the one on the left and on the right. In Frankfurt, they had a minhag that they would put two chashuvah people who get the schus to hold a torch. I'm not sure. Some say that because of chashivah, but it was dark. I'm not sure when the Frankfurt started. But all the questions later, Rabbi, all the questions. But he also writes in another drush, he says that Purim who yontiv godol hein le'inen kabbalah satoyrim rotzin who choshuv mi yontiv shel shvuos, because in one of his tshuvas he writes that the famous Rambam that if somebody doesn't want to give a get, so you beat him till he gives a get, and then he says roitzani, then it's okay. If he says roitzani, the mice he didn't want. Needs the famous Rambam. The Rambam says that really a person inside wants to do what's right. If he has the Yetzirah, wrap him around, so he beats the Yetzirah away and remains the emissar Rotzen of a Jew. Famous Rambam Leches Gershim. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that this became only by Kabbalah Satoir Me'avo, which means before Purim they weren't in such a matzah that the Be'etzim he wants to do the whole thing and it's just the Yetzirah wrapping around. This mahus of a Jew being inside completely just want to do Rotzen Hashem and only taking away the layers by beating him, that only came about by the Kabbalah Satoir Me'avo. Wasn't there before. It's that right, not in the Drosh, that's in the Tshuva. So, I quote you also from what they bring from the Mekubolim, the Talmidim of the Arizal. One of them is the Kava Yosher, he quotes from them, V'tzorech ato lodas, ki es oylam lemalosh, hu kodosh, ve'en oysa oylam izgale lachutz. You don't see that oylam up, and you don't see it outside, it's up there. Machmas roev kedush osoy. Ki im pam achas vashono, maschile hizgalois, vascholas kriyas ha-megillah. Start reading the Megillah, this amazing kedusha comes down. Omer oyr oyr mahu yobay shefa benitzutz kedusha v'tahar ol hoyr al Yisrael. V'chaven kol erom Yisrael egon shef kavon eshu kli muchon v'kabel hakedusha v'tahar mizeh oylon. V'oys ha'oyr shel rachamim yizke l'chaim v'chesed v'shelo yivoyu al Yisrael l'shu michshoil v'maya kodesh bochu rachamim oleinu. Just to give you a little bit of idea, you read the Megillah, what's going on. It's not all about the noise making. And also the Yaros Vash, the Rabbi Yonis Avishes, also writes, Shimon on the Voine Am Vachachomim Ashebocha Hashem Bonu Mikolam, Al no Tia Kriyas Amegilo Beinechem Kedoy Resip Sefer Zichoimis. Om the Rava to Elis, Ashinim Shach Mimenu, Milevat Soido is Rabo Sheyeshboy. We fligu Balchein Besoit the Dabo Beze Megilo, Ulohochi Nikos Megilas Esther, Sheyeshbo Story in the Tistre Maitse Bracious Lemoid. Not only about the Hester Ponim, that everyone knows that it was Hester Ponim, it's what's Nistar, that's tremendous soidos rabbis which are hidden, and that's why it's called Megillas Esther. They once asked Rav Steinman, what is the lesson that you need to come off with from Purim? So he said that the what you need to come out with is that everything that happens in the world is by HaKadosh. Meaning what's special about Purim and all the other, against all the other Chagim, the Nisim, Mechutz LaTeva, Tzrahim, everything, is all Mechutz LaTeva. Here, this is the only Chag, where the Nisim of the Chag are all in the Teva. It completely looks like it's a regular story, and just it happens to work out. That's the Chizuk that a person needs to take away from the, if you learn the Megillah properly, you see so many different details. If you learn it with the Midrashim, there's even more. There's a medrash I saw that the reason why Haman's daughter didn't recognize him is because he was his horse and screaming, Kachi Osem Ishamele Chofetz Bikore. And how did she have this bucket handy? I said, because Haman very much wanted she should become Achashverosh's wife. But the Rebbe made her illness that she has, so that's why she was walking around with this bucket. And she didn't recognize his voice. It made him see hundreds of thousands of Nisim. And we need to know our daily life is all about that. So very nice tushdel to that I found that the Rambam The Rambam writes, Mina kol Yisroel lifshat es kol ha-megillah lifnei kriyosa. The minhag is that by us is only the Shech Tzibur, others do, everyone does it, that you rule out the whole thing before the kriya. Then the Rambam says, they never thought about it, we should have all asked the question. Then it says, k'sheyigmol choyzer v'koycho, you roll it back, u'mevorach brocha shel achreir. So this rolling back must be a very important thing, otherwise why is it not a hapsik between the, this is a brocha after the Megillah, just roll it back afterwards. So you see that the rolling back is part of the whole thing. They want to say that that's the pshat. First of all, when we open it all up, is to tell us that this is one long story. This has only a thing. And the rolling back is saying, now that I've seen all these details, so as I was reading, I don't know what happened. Kilo, I didn't know what the goal was. Yeah, but now that I came to the end, now I understand everything. So I'm mainly rolling it back because now everything fits into place, and mainly you can go and make a broth. Even the Beis Yosef brings a havamina. That if it would have been possible, we would have read the Megillah B'Neshima Achas. Not only the Aseret Yemei, as I say, he brings it. And the Chayyur, what's the pshat? Because it's that to be madgish that Mekudah. That it's, he brings from Ibn Ezra. That the beginning, the first time when they wrote the Megillah, there was no pisuk, there was no prokim. The prokim they only added later, because again you see that Ba'etim was one entity, and then they made it into something with the details. We know that you're a very good sefer. We all know. A chiddush in Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, from my own chiddush. Usually we learn with some of us, we learned it in Boba Basra, that if you want to become part of a place, you have to be there, living there for a month, or 12 months, remember? The taxes and all the, you know, that means. So you see over here a very strange thing, that you come to Purim, you go to Yerushalayim for a few hours, you become a citizen of Yerushalayim. What's the pshat? I wanted to say that the pshat is, that Purim is, we have to work under the Nodem Lechaveiroi. So say that usually, a person has been around for a month, a year, so I start welcoming him. Yeah, but on Purim, the Avo, the Achvus has to be in such a way that you know, forget he's only here, he's already part of us. He's already. I think in the yeshivas back in Europe, they had this minhag, they would make chavrusas on Purim. Chavrusam market on Purim. First of all, people are more nizar, I guess, than all chavrusas. Also, people felt more comfortable to go and ask the top boy, you want to learn chavrusa with me. The whole year round, they took advantage of the Purim spirit. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Timotov Reish Tzadik Bey, Sif Aleph, that Im Loi Birach Lefoneo Veloi Lachreo, is Yotso. Yeah? That if you didn't make the brachas before and after, you're Yotso. Lachreo is very difficult. Why did you have to seek this out? So have a minute that you're not going to be Yotso, Kiyas Megillim, because you don't make a bracha. You know, all mitzvahs to make a bracha. But, they want to say that issue about the Megillah, that the name of Hashem is not mentioned at all. Marsho, in Megillah, the Gemara says over there that, Ohoyo Lashem, Nachas anu zi'al b'roish, zachas zi'al b'roish, zachas zi'al b'roish, hoyo l'ashem l'shem oylon. That. Hoyo l'ashem l'shem oylon, that's Kriyas HaMegillah. Lo'i Korei is the story of Purim. So the Mashav there writes that, what does it mean, hoyo l'ashem l'shem? Harei, the Megillah doesn't have the shem as b'chlal. So he says that it's the brochas. The brochas are the ones that give the shem. So it could be, according to the Mashav, you can understand why there would be a havamina without the brachas, you know, because you need the brachas to connect the Shem Hashem into the Megillah. But when we're talking about the Shem Hashem, some of you have probably heard it from me already. Mishnah Megillah starts off Megillah Nikris Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, the Tetzvov, Loi Pochas Velo Yosef. Yeah. So we obviously need to know what is Loi Pochas Velo Yosef. So I told you, you can read the Megillah 11, 12. 13, 14, and 15, the Mishnah explains, if you live in a kfar, in a this, you can do it earlier, you live like this. So the Mishnah speaks it out very clearly, why and what and when, every day of the week, how can be the day. So what does it mean? Loi pochet v'loi yoise, no less, meaning not on the 10th, not loi yoise, not on the 16th. There's a story about a Talmud of the Goyim. He met some big, big Talmud Chochem. I don't remember the name. If I wouldn't know, I wouldn't tell you. You see soon why. Gvalde Gigoyen, and he, a big Talmud Chochem, and he says, tell me a bit about the greatness of your Rebbe. So he said, I'll tell you. I'll ask you a kasha, and we'll see. So the kasha, he asked him, is that the Mishnah says in Shabbos, that the Chachilah day of Bris Milah, it can be on day 8, or sometimes if it's Yontev, it's day 9, day 10, 11. Yeah, sometimes you can't do the Milah till, so it can be from 8 till 11 or 12. And there he asked him. It doesn't say lo pochad velo yosef. So what's the difference? This guy was taka big from a kochem, and he said a whole big, amazing, gevaldig ishtekotay. And he says, yeah, you're saying very good. Amamish was blown away by your pshat, but the goyin has a better pshat. He said, okay, give me a few days to think about it. After 3 days, he comes back to him and he says, you know, noch ishtekol amamish and moyodik ishtekol, even better than the previous one. He says, no, but the goyin has a better test. You know, the goyin says is that it does say lo pochad velo yosef. Ostan Shabbos. That's the goyin says. He knew. And I, gosh, not even say. Stay. No, so why am I saying this story? Because there's a Gval de Gevot. If you take, what does it mean, like, Pochas Velo Yosef? If you take the numbers, so it's 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. How much is that together? 11 and 12 is 3, and 13 is 36, and then 14, 50, and then 65. 65 is the Shem Hashem. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is Shem Hashem. Megillah Nikah is the Shem Hashem. Lo Pochos Velo Yosef. Don't take. There's nothing you can talk. The whole Megillah needs to be read. No less, no more. Everything is just a Shem Hashem. It says the Shem Anistah, not the Shem Megillah, because all Megillah is about Hester and all that. That goes without saying. But and then they say that there's one Rosh Hashanah. Says Yovoi Hamelech v'Haman Hayoyim. When he invites Haman to the thing, says Yovoi Hamelech v'Haman Hayoyim is Yudke Vovke. The Remeser. I saw. I don't remember from whom. But why is the point over here? So he says, it's very good. At this point is where Klal Yisrael gave up hope. And all the time they thought, Achois Lonu be Balchus. They thought she's on his side now. Look, she's inviting Haman. So they gave up hope. Then is Yovoi Hamelech v'Haman. Now it's Yudke Vovke. There's many reasons given the Arzvat of Yonis Naibish. It says an interesting chat that the reason why it doesn't say Shem Hashem is because it says the name of Haman many times, and Haman is the name of Avodah Zarah. He makes himself Avodah Zarah. So it's not befitting for the Shem Hashem to be together with the name of Haman. Which, by the way, they say that's the chat in the Gemara in Chulin. Heard about it already? The Gemara in Chulin asks, Haman min ha-toyra minai. Where do we see Haman min ha-toyra? So it says, Hamin ho-eit. It says the words by in the... Because the Bochel asks the Morishon, did you eat from the tree which was the Eitz Hadaas which you were told not to eat? Hamin ho'eitz is hey men nun. So he asks why do you need the Haman in Atayrus? It's not in Atayrus. Lama tzarich? Haman in Atayrus. How do we see Haman? You don't see Haman. So they say, some say that there's an Issa, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we learned, yeah, it says that you're not allowed to say names of Avodah Zarah. Not allowed to even say the name. Shem loy taskiru. The Gemara says that those Avodah Zarah which are mentioned in the Torah are the psukim of the Torah, like Piachirois and those. So those are you allowed to mention. So what did that chat of the Gemara in Chulin? Haman min haTorah minai. Where does it say Haman? They should be allowed to use his name because his name is Avodah Zarah. No, his name is also written in the Torah, and the Meila you're allowed to use it. Which, by the way, the Rokeach he says that it says Haman is mentioned in the Megillah 54 times. And so is Esther. And one time she's called Hadassah and he's one time called Memuchon. So, okay. And so what's the pshat in 54? So they're saying what does the Megillah need to teach us? Or at least one of the main things about the Megillah is about tefillah. It says that three times Shemayna Esther, you need from three Shemayna Esther a day. Three times 18 is 54. The number 54 is mitzat tefillah. That's what it's coming to the Mechamis. So what did I want to say with that? Memuchan here. Memuchan is written twice. In one time it's written Vav, Mem, Chaf, Nun. The Kri is still Memuchan. Really what's written is Mumchan. He says that the second time he's the one who speaks up, even though his Koifet, it says, Hed Yud Koifet L'Roish, which was wrong, the Balgaive. So there it's called the Mumchan. So the Mum, the Mum of a Balgaive, so he wrote it as Mumcha. The Shaar Ephraim, is a sefer on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He wrote his sefer because in the olden days, many times there were mistakes in the Torah. The Rabbonim didn't know the halachas. He wrote the sefer just to help out the Rabbonim. So he writes over there that even if a person was a very Yotze Pasha Zohar, he'd be very careful about the Kriya of Puri, Yovo Yomolek. The Kolmokim Mekivon, Sheyoiv Zeh, who's Zecher Godel Lanes, וזיכרון מחיית המולק, יש להשתדל בקריאס פרשה זו, יויסה מפרשה אחרת. That's how he writes. By the way, The Magen Avraham holds that if somebody, let's say, missed Zohar today, so according to the Magen Avraham, they can come on Purim and be Yotzev the Kiyo from Magen Avraham. You don't pass me like that. But yeah, but I can do such a thing. But I want to say a different shot. Why is it distressing? He says, because Kriyas HaTorah, learning Torah, really, is Mechiyas HaMolek. Tikkun Chabad, I don't have it here. Bechon Al Vassaman, in the Kovetz Oz in the back, he has an Agoda. He says that you have to learn Nagdoma, you have to learn Agoda, just like the other sort of examples of how you have to learn Agoda. So one of these is about Mechiyas HaMolek, about Mitzvah. And he writes over there, I just quote a few words which I've written down, but Alidei Shaloim Din Torah, Zechitzei Modes LaAmolek Kipshutoi. The Zeloi Divrei Drush. He says, you want to kill Amalek, especially today. We don't know exactly where they are, and even if we do, we won't be able to do it. You want to kill them? Loim the Torah is Chitzei Moves. Those are the arrows of Mela, especially if we're reading his parsha of Amalek, we make that into Kriyas HaTorah. So, we want to bring out this Nakuda. Now, yeah. That's an interesting thing that the halacha is, it's a Gemara already, that Kriyas HaTorah has to be minimum 10 psukim. Minimum 10 psukim. The only time we read less than 10 psukim is on Purim. For a morning, the whole piece is just 3 times 3 psukim, is only 9 psukim. So, normal, and we do have sometimes a problem where we don't have enough psukim, like on Rosh Chodesh. So we pass and you repeat. Yes, the machalik is also in the Gemara, you repeat. But Tzadok HaYira, they could have done the same thing over here. So the Beis Yosef brings from the Ochos Chaim that like this. Yeah, I'll quote you: the parshas Amalek geish b'tisha psukim v'loy hisifa bo lemalo lemato. They didn't add. Mifnei she'omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Amalek goram liyoshmi v'kisi chaserim koch parshi Yosef chaserim. You have been b'mayet Shem Hashem in Kovetz Shomayim. So I'll turn down even when we talk about you. Absolutely, the minimum. We're not gonna give you the extra posuk. The Yerushalmi that says that Rabbi Yoino, used to drink arba kosos and he had a headache all the way till Shavuos. Yerushalmi. The Mefarshim were asking, what about Shavuos? The Shara Tshuva in Halacha, not the Shara Tshuva Ben Yoino, the Tofresh Tzadik, hey, he brings a rye from here that if somebody can't take wine, so Takan Pugim, you don't have to drink. Yeah, you could do like the Ramo. Right, the Ramah says you drink a little bit more than you, so some people are not used to b'chalas drink, and then you go to sleep. To say in yeshivas is to ask how much should one drink on Purim, as much as you learn. So what's the pshat? So the Ramah says yoisem milimudoy, yoisem milimudoy. Is that saying? Yeah, it says the Gemara says in Eilat Mitzvos you will learn with your kids that the Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie to change the truth for 3 things. And one of them is Maseches, that if you ask him, he doesn't know, he hasn't learned it. And one of them is Puyo. The Rishonim learn that Puyo is sneers, the cheres. You look over there in the Mashal says it's talking about Purim. Talmud Chacham is allowed to pretend that he's reached the Abdel Yoda, oh, Haman Leboch. It's worth being a Talmud Chacham. I don't know if you want, don't like it, you can, no, so I saw that the word Puyo means a bed, Aramaic. So Puyo means you can go to sleep. It can be the Ramos thing, you can also be Yoitzim. In any case, what I wanted to say is, The Sfas Emes says that why punkt on Shavuos that he go away the 7-week headache. So he says that from the hisrakshus of Kabbalah Satoira that dissipated the headache. So he says that's the teres on these people on Rabbi Yoino. Why does Rabbi Yoino only have a headache from Pesach drinking, not from Purim drinking? Because Purim that's Kabbalah Satoira Me'avo. So he had the cure that day already. Didn't have to wait till Shavuos. That's what Simon says. Yeah, about this Indian of Chai Vinish Besume as a Yoda. What it says in the beginning of the Megillah, it says, Vashisiyo Kados Eino Inis. Weren't forced to drink. Anyone could drink the way he wanted. So Rashi says that the Yesh Sudois, Shekoipin Amesubim Lishtas Yain Bikli Godel, there used to be, they also, Sudois, where they forced people to drink big amounts of wine. He can't drink it. I'm not sure if I'm quoting Rashi right for it, but that's the idea of Rashi. And here was Eino in it. Here they didn't force people to drink these large amounts. So what's that? You know, why? What's the chalal pshat in this minhag that they used to force people to drink a large amount of wine? I saw a quote from the Ibn Ezra. I don't know exactly where it is. That shichus makes you lose lose the
control over your mind, your mechitzes.
So the covered was that if you were invited to the melech, or to an important suda, so you drink a lot by showing that I don't have any secrets with the melech. I'm clean. I can drink as much as
that. Was the way they were expressed the covered
of the malchus. That you also understand, never understood it. Not of Aviv. One sheet in the Gemara is why were they killed? Because they went into the Shtu Yayin. Ever wonder? According to this, Marash Gevaldik.
They wanted to go into the Beis Hamikdash drunk, showing that we are so Domum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in our pnimiyas, the biggest pnimiyas, even when we're Shtu Yayin, we are completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's when they say, that's what Chayv in the Besumi. That's the same idea. The person needs to drink to get to a point that's in the Hanami. That I have nothing to hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that I have in my mind is good. And that's why it's not a chayva. It's a mitzvah. The Roshan Degmo is chayva on the Besumi Bepuya, but the Mais in Halacha, it's not really a chayv. They have the Ramoy, the Chlal. Yeah, it could be that Hogufa is the Nidoin. If you feel that you're in control, you're going to be shikha and you'll be clean to clap up for this both, then you can do it. But if you're worried that you're not going to be able to, then you better not. That's an interesting shot. Yeah. Some the cute little thing. If you've ever been a bankeir, when you have to say the 10 sayers bnei homan in one go, so the hardest part is the ve'ez. Ve'ez. That makes it much harder because you have to follow the right one. It's all the ve'ez. So why do you need to say ve'ez? Just say pasha doso dalfen asposo ve. What's the ve'ez? I saw the pshat is that ve'ez in Gematria is O. And O. Cursed. And 7. And 7. Today. I just finish off with it's a shame we should be zoiche to be mekayim the mitzvah Purim like this. And Zalman used to say, kol ha-meyadim izvatlu, Purim won't be mizvatel. So he says that even though Purim won't be mizvatel, but the din of Adal Yoda will be mizvatel. Why? Because that's shichvus is not a Jewish thing. He says that because Purim is a golus dikir chag, and they knew we're going to be in golus, so to ask somebody to get the simcha, it's not fair. So in the Meila, they gave you an eitzah that, you had a Rosh Hashanah. Now, in the golus, you can drink in order to get to the simcha. The Mir Hashem will forget about our tzores, the chushleimo, the one meat shichvus, the mollah, or the deyo. The whole world can be full of the deyo. To take it away in the Meir of Yameinu.
Mr.
Semis?
Yeah,
what's my father? He says.